At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Learning English can change your life. You can improve your English and learn about Australian culture at the same time with SBS Learn English. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Two men have drowned in a pool at Surfers Paradise on the Gold Coast. Emergency services were called to an apartment complex on Orchard Avenue on Sunday night. The men, aged in their 60s and 30s, were treated by paramedics before being declared dead at the scene. Their deaths are not being treated as suspicious. The federal opposition says the government's attempts to rush through changes to immigration laws proves Labor's lack of accountability. The proposed legislation, which would make it easier to deport people in immigration detention, was blocked in the Senate by the coalition Greens and Crossbench. Under the proposal, non-citizens face up to 5 years in prison if they don't cooperate with authorities to facilitate their deportation. The bill has been sent to a six-week inquiry, which Labor opposes. But Liberal Senator Holly Hughes told Sky News that an inquiry was vital to ensure accountability.
This is how outrageous this government is, that they wanted to ram through these changes within 36 hours, massive changes to our immigration laws within 36 hours. No one can really say what the urgency is. Claire O'Neill did let slip that perhaps it's got something to do with an upcoming court case where, again, the government has failed in its own defence.
While millions of Australians celebrated Easter with church services and egg hunts, charities have reported a rise in people struggling financially. Some 1,600 people attended a free Easter lunch hosted by the Reverend Bill Cruz Foundation for those hit hard by cost-of-living pressures. Its founder, Reverend Cruz, says a lot of people are now choosing between rent money, medicine for children, and food. A report by Food Bank at the end of 2023 found 48% of Australians are now feeling anxious about or struggling to consistently access adequate food. Voters in Western Australia are moving away from Labor as the opposition gains popularity with young people. The latest news poll shows a rise in support for the coalition from young voters, but Labor is leading 52-48 on a two-party preferred basis across the country. The coalition increased its primary vote by 5 points with young people to 27%, while Labor fell by 5 points to 33%. Independent Senator Jackie Lambie told Channel 9 young voters aren't engaged in politics.
Certainly they're going to the Independents, they're going to the Greens. Where are they going? Because if they're shifting away, they've got to be going somewhere. I do notice with younger voters that they are very disengaged from politics, to be honest with you. Mm. You see that from standing on street corners. None of them want to look at you on buses. They're not interested.
In the United States, police say at least 7 children have been injured in a shooting in downtown Indianapolis. The victims are between the ages of 12 and 17 and are reportedly in a stable condition. No suspect has been detained. Deputy Chief of Operations for the Indianapolis Metropolitan Police, Tanya Terry, says more than one firearm was involved.
Once again, we have a situation in which young people are resolving conflict with firearms, and it has to stop. Conflict should not lead to somebody pulling out a gun and trying to resolve it. The consequences are eternal, okay? We've got to learn how to talk to each other. We've got to learn how to resolve conflict in different ways.
And in tennis, Jannik Sinner has dominated Grigor Dimitrov 6-3, 6-1 to win the Miami Open for the first time and rise to world number two. The 32-year-old Dimitrov had no answer for Sinner's flawless game in the second set and was broken again when his backhand landed in the net, falling behind 3-1. Sinner expressed his gratitude to everyone involved in the Miami Open.
So I'm really happy that I can hold this time the big trophy. But anyway, it's one of the best tournaments, and I'm so grateful. And this is so a special place. Everyone who makes this tournament possible, sponsors, and especially also the Ball Kids, you're doing amazing. So thank you so much.
The 22-year-old Australian Open champion has won 25 of his last 26 matches and has only lost three times since last year's US Open. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.